Man, there's a lot of possible backstage Bettys in the audience. How's it going?
That's the first thing I say to you.
How's it going? Are you flowing?
Listen, honey. Thinking about a couple things to say to you.
Showing, growing. Man, I'd like to place my hand upon your fucking sexy ass and squeeze.
On, but two guys who are hot for your snatch. That's what I'm offering you. You step into our room, and then you smell the perfume. You lay upon our roundish bed, and then you feel a tickling on your head. It's Kichi with the feather and the French chicken. Look out, baby, he got the jewels.
You feel something down by your feet. It's me, it's JB. I'm sucking upon your toes.
We don't mind sucking our toes.
Gentlemen on lead guitar, let's hear it one time.
Fuck KG!
And on the drum. Sax, no one, and on the keys, no one, and on the no one, and on the no one, and on the no one. But on lead vocal, it's a little guy, Alex Cow.
It's my Scotland, in Hong Kong, China, in a little place I like to call Poughkeepsie, in that fucking Sydney, Australia.
Those are places that we've never played, but they're dying for us to go and play there. Kick ass, thanks, good night.
Hey, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. Listen. We know, a lot of you are saying, hey man, what's up with the fucking, with the $20 price tag? Because I'll tell you something, the D can fucking go $50, $60. Why are they being so kick-ass and charging only $20? Why are they pulling a full Fugazi?
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know, man. It's all about giving back to the peeps.
Yep. It's all about giving back. You guys are awesome.
And we're going to give back.
Did everyone get a t-shirt?
Does anybody want one?
Does anyone get
free?
A t-shirt? It's a double XL, though.
It's got some sweat on it.
It's a Docs of double XL. Are you big?
It's got some knee sweat on it.
I'll give you the pick. You don't want one. Right there.
I'm going to try to get it, but
who
it's probably going to fucking fall short. Come on. Careful, what? That dude almost fell over.
They're fucking... What happened?
Wait, whoa. Wait, are you saying you rule?
What are you talking about?
I love that. You rule. You rule.
No, you guys rule.
You rule.
Every one of you rule.
You rule.
Thanks for coming out, man.
What are you doing?
What the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
What are you...
It's not... No. Lee? Lee, come here. Bullshit. Lee.
What's it
called? Lee. I was about to fucking call you out to be our bouncer to fucking kick ass on anybody, and then you come out with the bullshit. Explain yourself.
I was born in Oregon. See you next year.
Hey, look, I was worried too. We were down 14. It was game 7.
Don't rage.
I was worried. I'm just saying I was worried.
Don't.
We were scared.
Are there any Laker fans?
No, look.
Seriously,
listen,
though, you should
close.
Be. You should be. Here's why.
14 points.
They're awesome.
We admire. It was a great series. Come on.
No, dude. It's only going to get uglier, dude. Next year is going to be fucking vicious. Because I know your dude will spare no expense.
But,
he'll fucking build a $20 billion robot to fucking take
on
Shaq.
That's true. And that guy can
crush his fucking brains.
But if we have Brian Grant...
But if your fucking guy, your billionaire, is so kick-ass, how come he's going and building fucking rock and roll museums in other cities? Why doesn't he fucking kick-ass with a Portland museum? It's bullshit. I'm saying Laker fans next year, show him who's boss.
Yeah. Come on, climb aboard.
Climb up on my faithful steed. And we're gonna ride, gonna smoke some weed. Climb up on my big-ass steed. And ride, ride, ride.